Anti-terror authorities in Indonesia believe Islamist extremists were behind yesterday's stabbing attack on the country's chief security minister, Wiranto. The 72-year-old minister has undergone surgery, as Indonesia correspondent Ann Barker reports.
This was the moment Indonesia's security minister, Wiranto, was attacked by a knife-wielding assailant suspected of being an ISIS sympathiser. The assault was caught on camera. As Wiranto got out of his car to board a helicopter from Menes in Western Java, a man lunged at him and stabbed him in the stomach. The minister fell to the ground. In the chaotic moments that followed, a police officer was stabbed in the back and two others were also wounded. Wiranto was airlifted to an army hospital in Jakarta, where he's undergone surgery. It's understood he's in a stable condition. A 51-year-old man and a 20-year-old woman are in custody. Photos from the scene shortly before the attack showed them loitering in the area. The National Police spokesman, Dedi Prasetyo, says anti-terror authorities are investigating who they were. We suspect the perpetrator has been influenced by radical teachings of the Islamic State group, he says, but we're still investigating whether he's affiliated with Jamaah and Syarud Daulah in Cirebon or Sumatra. We're very concerned about what happened. It's significant the attack happened in Pandeglang district, an area in far west Java long known to have links to Islamist extremism. It's where one of the Bali bombers, Imam Samudra, was from, as was a suicide bomber who attacked Jakarta's Ritz-Carlton Hotel in the early 2000s. And Indonesia's intelligence chief, Budi Gunawan, says the town of Menes is a local base for JAD, the most dangerous terrorist group in Indonesia, responsible for a string of large-scale attacks. From the beginning, we've said we've detected JAD is planning to create instability by waging attacks. It's no secret that Wiranto and Budi Gunawan are hated by groups like JAD and Islamist extremists, some of whom were blamed for inciting the riots that erupted after Indonesia's national elections last April, in which 9 people were killed, and who were accused of plotting to kill both men along with 2 other government leaders. President Joko Widodo has now vowed to hunt down those behind yesterday's attack. I've ordered the police chief and the director of intelligence, supported by the military, to investigate their roots and firmly act against the perpetrators and their whole network, he said. And just 9 days before President Jokowi's inauguration for a second term, expect much tougher security for him and other Indonesian ministers. This is Ann Barker in Jakarta for AM.